Are you ready to apply God's Word into your everyday life? Welcome to Ancient Mysteries Kingdom Principles Podcast. I'm your host, Rabbi Kurt Landry. Together, we will unlock the ancient principles of the Bible that empower your faith and equip you to move into greater levels of kingdom authority. Shalom and good evening, and I hope that this broadcast finds you doing really well in this beautiful summer that we're having. I want to welcome all the House of David home groups. God bless you. We're here and we're going to be sharing something very special tonight. What I want to talk to you about is preparing for victory in advance, doing preemptive measures, aligning yourself for what God is doing. I had an interesting day today. I was watching the ACLJ and they were talking about how they're working with Israel and they're preparing for the next war. And Israel perceives that the next war will actually be in Lebanon and that they're actually like 1,300 rockets a day could be raining down out of Lebanon. But the problem and the challenge is that these rockets that will be Hezbollah, they'll be hidden in houses, schools, and hospitals, and ambulances, and all sorts of different things. And the reason they do that is for collateral damage to be able to win the bigger war, which is what the ACLJ and other groups are trying to preempt, is legally, how do they protect Israel's reputation in the UN and then humanitarian right organizations. So they're actually doing all that work. The military in Israel is absolutely ready, and they are always ready, but now there's a whole nother dimension. They were talking about in the 67 war, they didn't have to worry about world opinion. They just had to focus and concentrate on the war. And it was interesting as I was listening to Jay Sekulow and the team, and they were discussing this, I thought, you know what? That's exactly what's happening in the courts of heaven. What's happening in the courts of heaven, we have to have preemptive measures where we're actually silencing the accuser of the brethren, because we know, like what they're doing in Israel in the Middle East, we know the attack is going to come. You know that when promotion's coming into your life, the attack is going to come. And I want to try to get you to change your mind to like a preemptive type thinking and take measures to align yourself to basically silence the accuser of the brethren, silence Satan in the courts, by he can't make accusation against you if you close the door on that accusation. And we're going to talk about that today. I want to be able to take you through, which I promised you Friday night, we've got a new book out and you can get it at kurtlandry.com/John1010. That's Kurt with a C, kurtlandry.com/John1010 for those on the podcast. This is a book of releasing blessings through tithes and offerings and understanding biblical principles of finance. So I promised that we would start to go through this book together, and that's what we're going to do. One of the reasons we're going to go to the introduction page on page 6 for those of you in the home groups and the Kurt Landry home groups that are all around the world. But the reason we put this book together, it was something requested literally for a lot of years. We want to know about how we function biblically. How do we have biblical finance? How does a small ministry in the middle of Oklahoma, in Fairland, Oklahoma, you know, with 200 members, do such a big impact with humanitarian aid in Israel? How does that work? And it's done because we're not focusing on the giant of what our need is. We're focusing on our God, who is a giant God who meets giant needs. And so it's a different focus. But many Christians are in crisis, and the spirit of poverty and lack is causing chaos, not only in their finances, but in their relationship. Suicides, divorce, everything is up right now. And that shouldn't be inside believers. But these families are working through the emotions of the lack. It says the enemy has stolen their blessing of abundance. See, that's the thing, is it's not a matter if there's a recession, a depression, COVID, not COVID. God's promises are yes and amen, regardless of what's happening in the natural. And this is happening because churches have disconnected. The reason they're suffering financially is they have disconnected from the Hebraic roots of the faith, and which brings a lack of understanding of biblical stewardship or biblical finance. The enemy has been successful twisting God's plan on giving tithes and offering into something that resembles bondage rather than blessings. And as a result, it's burdened the church with debt, doubt, and depression. And so we're going to get out of that debt, doubt, and depression tonight. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Yeshua, we thank you, Lord, for this word tonight. We thank you it's going to be powerful, sharper than a two-edged sword. And thank the Lord that I'll be able to write my notes in my own book. If you'd like to be able to order your book, just go to kurtlandry.com/John 10:10. So I want to start out on page 7, if you're following along, and we're going to start about halfway in the middle of the page, and the scripture is 2 Corinthians 9:7. So let each one of us, as he purposes in his heart, not grudgingly or out of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver. And you could say, well, what really makes a cheerful giver? What makes a cheerful giver? Now listen, this book is about 33 years and it's now written this year. And so we really, this is what we have experienced. How do you create cheerful givers and you don't have to manipulate people to give and support the ministry? And how does that work? Is because they know the power of their seed works. They actually experience the blessings of health, provision, protection, and favor in their relationships. There has to be deliverables from God. And a lot of that has to do with understanding what we're going to teach tonight and what I'll be teaching here for the next little while. So we need to understand and good soil. In Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3, blessed be God and Father of the Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ. So all the blessings flow from heaven. That's why you hear us talking about the courts of heaven, because you have to make your request for the blessing in the courts of heaven. You say, well, what is that? Well, you've been praying this probably for years. Our Father, who art in really the courts of heaven, art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. We want thy kingdom to come and your will to be done on earth in actual deliverables on earth as it is written in heaven. Whatever is written in heaven, we want it to manifest on earth. So when we follow the biblical principles of biblical finance, then we will bless others. And furthermore, you will now open the windows of heaven, allowing to pour out such a blessing, according to Malachi 3:10, that you'll not have room enough to receive it. So it's not about when you're in financial alignment with God, you are also praising him, and that praise brings financial alignment, but it also opens up the windows of heaven for signs, wonders, miracles, healing. Everything that comes from heaven, one of the keys is to be in biblical financial favor with God. So you need to strategically organize your warfare for sowing. You need to have a strategic plan. And many Christians say, well, I didn't know that I could have a strategic plan. Well, here's one of the understandings. If we'll go to page 8, this is what you can expect from this study. An understanding of, number one, covenant prosperity through Hebraic financial principles. It's bigger than your faith. Yes, you have to have faith, but God has a covenant right for you to prosper. He is actually looking for people who will actually believe him by faith so he can demonstrate his covenant blessings through, not fight him, but receive it. Second, financial battles are what the enemy does not, financial battles is what the enemy does not want you to know. The enemy absolutely doesn't want you to hear this book or this broadcast today. He doesn't want you to be on here because See, in order to control you, you've got to be a victim and a victim of debt and control. And then whoever wants to control you, that's how they control you when they victimize you. But when you walk in freedom and liberty, which is the born again experience, and God is blessing you out of his heavens, out of his courts of heavens, then he controls you, so to say. He gives you a free will, but then what happens is you willingly are a cheerful giver to him and to others because you're flowing in that blessing of favor. Third, God's plan for financial freedom, that you've got to have finances and you need to understand, you need to take that load off yourself and understand, yes, you have to work hard. Yes, you have to have drive and ambition that is controlled by the anointing of God. But you also need to understand biblical financial seed sowing. It's no different than what you would do with your bank account or stock account or 401k. You need to have good soil. You need to know when to make a deposit, and you need to know when to make a withdrawal. The Bible teaches all of that. That might be new to you, but it's all here in our workbook. Each type of offering there is. And so there's offerings called tithes, which is 10%, first fruits of your increase. Teruma is what goes to your teacher. Seeds and alms, which is goes to the poor. So those are the different offerings, and you need to not blur the lines on those. Those are sowed into the kingdom, and they have different results, no different than if you buy a stock, a bond, or if you put it in a checking account, a bank account, or you put it into a hedge fund, you put it into real estate, land. It doesn't make a difference. All those things come with different risks, different rewards, and the same thing in biblical principles. The tithe belongs to the Lord, okay? So you're not really giving him anything. It already belongs to him. The first fruits is the offering. Those offerings are free will offerings that you give to the Lord. But if you're wise, you'll accept his invitation 3 times a year, at Passover, Pentecost, and Tabernacles, where he actually has, so to say, bonuses that he gives at that time. In Passover, there's 9 blessings in Exodus chapter 15 that we activate every year. At Pentecost, we bring that first fruits, and there's an empowering and enduring fire. And the fall feast, you have Rosh Hashanah, you start out the new year with an awakening blast. Then you go into Yom Kippur, and there's a time of real introspection and repentance and returning. And then there's the wedding and the Feast of Tabernacles, where you bring that wonderful first fruits offering there. If you'll follow these patterns and you'll bring your seed at Shabbat, you're going to start realizing that all of a sudden your seed starts to prosper you. Your identity changes from curse to blessed. Your identity changes from lack to abundance. And because God, all of a sudden, you're with God, you're partnering with God, you're making a decision to say, I'm not going to fight God on this. It's not a religious thing. I'm going to take action steps. I'm going to learn the scriptures and meditate on them. I'm going to declare and speak them. And I'm going to answer the questions in this book, because all the questions here are questions that we have received for years through the email, the chats, and different texts and in the comments. And we're answering all the questions here. So now we're going to go to page 10. And on page 10, we're going to go to some of the questions. And then I'm going to answer the questions the way I personally answered them for me. Okay. And then, but you answer them for yourself. But I want to just, so people say, well, what do you mean? What is the answer? Okay. The first question is, how has a spirit of lack impacted you? Well, what happened with Christy and I? Very short testimony. We were extremely successful in the business world. I got saved. After I got saved, we were in business and in ministry at the same time. After about 8 years, we left business and we went into ministry. And I expected everyone just to start sowing seed to us. And that didn't happen. In fact, we went broke. And I cried out to God. I thought, God, my family is criticizing me, saying you went to work for God. See, it doesn't work. You went broke. And you should have gone back into being a broker when you were doing well. And so I cried out to God. I said, God, I'm going broke. And God says, well, will you stop, repent, say you're wrong, and do it my way? If you'll do it my way, I'll show you. This book is an accumulation of what we learned biblically. And I can tell you the Lord has more than restored us over these years. But the key, the biggest key about doing it God's way, yes, you have finances. Yes, you're blessed. Yes, you can bless others. Yes, you know, and the humanitarian side is so dear to Christy and I's heart. Yes, we can help people, and that's wonderful. But the biggest thing is that feeling of being in relationship with God, knowing that there's no wall between you. You didn't buy your way into this, but you're part of the family because your lifestyle financially, you run your finances like God tells you to do it. And it brings, I don't know how to tell you, it just feels right. And it makes you, it gives you peace. Does it solve all your problems? No. But here's the key is I know that the spirit of lack has impacted me. And what I wrote down was in relationships, it hurt our relationships when we were in lack. It hurts our health because it causes your blood pressure and intestinal problems for us personally, emotional problems. You feel rejected of God. Wait a minute. You know, God, you called us into this and we feel rejected. And safety issues, because you really can't buy the food that you want. You have to go and purchase things maybe that weren't as healthy. You live in places that weren't as safe because you couldn't afford it. And so what happens is there's a real impact with lack. It's not just like, well, you know, God's trying to teach me something in this lack. And you know, I don't believe in that concept, but you need to understand for me, what I wrote down here was it caused relationship damage, health damage, emotional damage, and safety issues with in regards to our provision. And so anyway, in the home groups tonight, when you go back into this, go ahead and write that down. I don't want to leave us here. I want to make this declaration over what I said, because everything's being recorded, so to say, in the courts of heaven. So I want Satan to know, listen, we are no longer having relationship problems, no longer have health, emotion problems, or safety issues. And I declare a war on the spirit of poverty. And Lord, I thank you that at the cross, that when Jesus died and went to hell for 3 days, he broke the curse of sickness and poverty. And I declare that I am not limited by the natural economy or resources in the United States or in the world. It doesn't really matter who is in political office, whether there's a recession or inflation, my God shall supply all of my needs according to his riches and glory through Christ Jesus. So I just want you to know in the courts of heaven, I shared with what was, but this is what is now. Would you say amen? Amen. Now, the second question, that was Christy, she agrees. And, but what are your expectations from this study? Okay. Now, listen, I'm going to go through this with you, but my expectations are this. I am committed to partnering with God. Now, I've been doing this 33 years, but right now I'm testifying to you at a new level, at a higher level. I am committing to partner with God. I'm increasing my focus, my heart, my faith, my love, my joy. I'm increasing it. I don't know about you, but that's what I'm doing with this study. And as a source that God is my Father, God is my source of all my opportunities, my provision, my resources, business decisions, relationship capital, investment capital, real estate projects, Christian schools, everything, Covenant Academy, the worship at House of David, the media, all of it. I am partnering with our God, and he will break through, and we will have victory after victory and victories in all area. That's what was released when the Israelis were there, and I'm claiming it, and I expect this out of this out of this study. The third question is, how has the Spirit been working in your life to bring you to a point to study biblical finance? Well, I recognize that God has already broken through in areas of my resources and in the finances. He has made the promise in John 10:10 that he has come to give life and life more abundantly. So the fact that I have lacks in different areas, it's my responsibility to align, not for his responsibility to break through. He broke through 2,000 years ago. I got to break through today, and I'm doing it with this study to realign. Would you say amen? And so the third question is, what three areas of your life is the Spirit prompting you to surrender to the Lord? So there's three areas, and you can go ahead, and it may be to understand more about tithes or first fruits, the feast offerings, terumah, I don't know. But whatever that is, you need to write that down. So as I'm getting ready to close, I'm going to go to page 13. And page 13 is chapter 1, Experiencing Covenant Prosperity and the Hebraic Roots of Biblical Finance. And it says here, tremendous pain and hopelessness, heartache, doubt, fear, unbelief frequently occur when believers experience financial hardship. We've been pastoring for a lot of years, and this is one of the areas when the blessings don't break through, rejection and fear and doubt can attack people. But you must always remember the victory over poverty is and lack is already yours through the covenant relationship with the Father through Yeshua. Through Yeshua's death on the cross and resurrection, and 3 days later, he destroyed the works of the enemy. His blood established a covenant relationship that you are in, giving you an inheritance of prosperity and power in Yeshua's name. The study in this book will take you, and it's like peeling an onion. You've got to stay persistent and consistent, because in consistency lies the victory. The benefit of God's financial principles, and we're on page 14 now, is number one, functioning in society. When you function in society and you're able to give into that society and be part of the solution and not part of the problem, it changes everything in your life when you are the one that's able to provide versus to have to be provided for. I'm not putting any shame on any of you. I can tell you, for those of you who are in need of help right now, you're learning something about how to help people. But I break that assignment, because you wouldn't be watching this program if you weren't being prepared for an outpouring of God's glory, power, and finances into your life. Don't forget how you felt. Believe me, a lot of what's written in this book is about how we felt when we were broke and we had nothing. We cried out to God. But I can tell you, you have to be moved with compassion. That's what Jesus was. If you learn anything from the lack time, it's that compassion, which becomes power for your purpose. Caring others and thriving. You need to be able to know that you are called into the overflow, and the overflow is to be able to be a blessing to others. When you walk in God's financial principles, you have an open heaven for words of knowledge, prophecy, healing, miracles, signs, and wonders. You know you're a cheerful giver. You know your hands are healing hands of Jesus. You don't hesitate. Someone asks you to pray for them, you're not hyper-analyzed. I personally, if I felt led to pray for somebody, it's their condition, whether they believers or not. None of that really matters. If the Lord wants me to pray for them, I'm going to put my hand on their shoulder, their back, whatever it is, shake their hand, not touch them. But it doesn't really matter, make any difference. I know that the name of Yeshua is above every name, and every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that he is the Lord. And one of the keys is being a witness of God's goodness, knowing until you know, people don't know how much, they don't want to know what you know until they know how much you care. And it's out of that overflow of biblical financial blessings that allows us to be able to, if you think about it, our book, Reclaiming Our Forgotten Heritage, being written in Hebrew right now. You know, it's wonderful that it's being given out to the soldiers, and General Benny Gatz, the Minister of Defense in Israel, has endorsed us to do this. Why is he doing it? Because of years and years and years of humanitarian aid. They want to know, why did you do this? Why would you help us? And the book explains it. And so the scripture says, your gift will make a way for you. So how, when we give our tithes and offerings with biblical financial principles that God gave Israel to an open heaven, When in open heaven, these windows and blessings poured prosperity upon Israel, and this is a witness of God's goodness surrounding the nation. Right now, there's an assault. The cancel culture, all these different woke people, they're trying to make God out to be weak and legalistic and some kind of a mean, angry, fatherly God that won't provide. But God's not going to let that happen. God is looking for you. God is looking for you to align with his biblical principles and be able to pour out such a blessing that people will be able to experience and see the love of God operating through you. Okay? The scripture says that the Lord has not blessed us that we store up treasures on earth, but he has blessed us so that we can live an abundant life, full lives, to bless others. And that's in John 10:10 and Proverbs 22 and 9. So what I want you to do tonight as I get ready to close, and I want you to do this in the home groups, if you would, I want you on page 16, create a list of destructive thoughts that you have. And at home, create a list. And on the podcast, just when you stop, I know you're probably watching this, so many of you listen to it in the car, but when you stop, I want you to make a list of destructive thoughts regarding finances and write them down and then circle them and put an X over them and X them out, okay? I want you to X out those thoughts. And then below that on page 16, there's a prayer, okay? And I want you to pray that prayer. And in the home groups, I would like you to pray that prayer on page 16. And I'm going to move forward for time's sake. And these are scriptures I want you to meditate on, and then we're going to make decrees. But I want to be able to close with this exercise of how do I meditate on a scripture and then make a decree, okay? So I'm going to close with this for you. If we go into Philippians chapter 4, verse 19, it says, "And my God shall supply all of your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus." And so this would be our decree in heaven, okay? And that's on page 18. So you can go to page 19, and on page 19, here is your decree. Father God, so go ahead and say it after me. Father God, I am in agreement with and trust your word that says you shall supply my every need according to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And now another scripture is 2 Corinthians 9 and 8. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you, always having all sufficiency in all things, having an abundance for every good work. And this will be our declaration to speak. Father God, I decree and declare that grace abounds toward me. I agree that I always have all sufficiency in all things to do the very work you predestined for me. And there's two more, and you can do those in the book. And that is on page 18 and 19. So what I want you to do now is, as I close, I want you to sow a seed. So I want you to be active. And the first thing I want you to do is I want you to do something that's different. I want you to download clmmin.com/report. clmmin.com/report. And you would say, well, Kurt, why do you want to do that? Because I want to get you into the pattern of this. If you're going to sow a seed into something just because they say it's good soil, why don't you ask for a financial report? Ours is online. You can download it for free so that when I say I believe it's going to be a 100-fold return, now I'm giving that to you. You know, I used to be a broker, and so I understand that we would bring a portfolio and I would make recommendations. I was a financial advisor, and I would do these things, and I would never just say, oh, just trust me, let's put that 401k money there. No, what we would do is I would say, I do recommend this, but here's the numbers, here's the things. So I just want to show you just like a few things, particularly for the home groups tonight. This is one of the pages out of there. And I want you to be able to feel good as a House of David member, Kurt Landry Ministry Partners, because it's because of you as a donor. It's because of you as a support, a Kurt Landry Ministry Partner. Do you realize that 24,673 people have discovered how to apply ancient biblical principle truth to their daily lives through our podcast? Just through the podcast, that's how many have actually been touched. That's an amazing number, and that is good seed in your soil. 13,314,333 minutes of Facebook videos have been viewed, helping Christians to better understand their inheritance as grafted in believers. 13 million. I can't calculate that. But anyway, all I know is I want to have seed in that soil, because when we go to heaven, boy, that's going to be a huge reward. Do you know that 2,140,011 views on YouTube believers across the globe learning what it means to be part of the one new man in Jesus? 220 blogs have been published in the last year, educating and providing free faith-based resources to all people all over the world. Right now, we are ministering in 9 different time zones. 40,011 new believers are encouraged to have joined the mission of One New Man United in Christ. 1,297 people have committed to bless Israel and believing God promises Genesis 12 and 3. 8,141 people have asked questions and have found answers to their faith questions through the live chat in this past year. 131,743 people have received our emails, texts on a regular basis, and giving them daily tools to walk with the Lord. 2,834 people have received breakthrough prayers through, man, that's a lot of prayer time, on our Freedom Prayer Ministry. And we have reached 34 nations are receiving messages of hope, of unity through the broadcast. So we just thank the Lord for that. And we thank the Lord for you, because you're the hero. So I want you to sow a seed, and I want you to go tonight and just sow a seed at, let me find the URL for that. Hallelujah. If this has helped you tonight, please sow a seed, small or large. But I want you to be able to, if you're on the podcast, sow your seed today at www.kurtlandry.com/offering. www.kurtlandry.com/offering. And make sure that you get your free report and go to clm/report. That's clmmin.com/report. And know that you're investing in God's work, and you're blessing Israel, and you're blessing all of the Middle East, and you're blessing the Jewish people. May God bless you. May God keep you, and may God make his face to shine upon you. And may the Lord give you shalom and give you peace with your identity. May you be a cheerful giver, and may you order your book. Go ahead and order your book today, the John 10:10, and follow along with us, because I'll be back next Friday as we move forward. God bless you in the home groups. God bless you, Kurt Landry Ministry. Donors and partners, my Olive Tree donors and partners, we thank you and we love you, and the best is yet to come. Be strategic, preemptive, align yourself for the blessings to come. And guess what? When your nets are ready, the fish will fill your net. Shalom. Thank you for listening to Ancient Mysteries Kingdom Principle Podcast. Like what you heard? Then visit us at kurtlandry.com for free resources that will empower your faith to walk in greater levels of kingdom authority. Follow me on Facebook or Instagram at Kurt Landry Ministries. See you next week.